Workers help each other and organize society better than the bosses in my terraced working class street in South Bristol, 85 houses. A vibrant Facebook group has been established with over 45 participants, following a note delivered to every door by one resident. Food swaps are taking place between neighbors, offers are being made to walk elderly persons' dogs, and shopping is being collected for older people by those who can. People are collectively organizing, talking to each other, finding out how their skills might be utilized, and interacting in a way that rarely occurs, even though it's forced to happen mainly online at this time. This example, no doubt being repeated in many other communities, is inspiring and shows several things. In general, if they have time, albeit enforced for many at the moment, workers will look out for each other. Those who sneer that ordinary people could not organize society better than the bosses are wrong. Without exaggerating this development, there is the same seed germinating here that in the past drew workers to the conclusion that they needed to organize collectively and build trade unions. In a socialist, workers state this seed would flower extensively and demonstrate how our class can quickly utilize existing and future technologies and learn to manage and administer tasks in a way far superior to the anarchy of the capitalist unplanned market. Robin Clapp, Bristol Socialist Party.